Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Doc Stanley, Sports in Depth on the Blake Radio Network. Rainbow Souls, the channel Sports in Depth, is a show live from Fortaleza, Brazil, Northeast Brazil, as my good buddy Stevie always lets us know. And we're here live. And we'll tell you some more about Fortaleza. We'll tell you some more about everything. But right now, we've got to introduce the show and the man, the number one African sportscaster in the history. From the way New York Radio, the one on the ESPN sideline sports together for the New York Jets, our good friend, the one on the legendary Larry Hutch. Without further ado, Larry from Brazil will introduce Sports in Depth for the first time from 250 miles away from the equator. Larry, the legend, Hutch. What do you think, Larry?
Welcome to Sports in Depth with Doc Stanley on the Blake Radio Network. On each and every show, Doc takes you inside the world of sports to hear from the movers, shakers, and decision makers. I know you thought there were seven wonders of the universe, where here's the eighth, Doc Stanley.
As always, opening the show, I thought I had got rid of him, but I can't seem to get rid of this Daniel. He reads emails when he shouldn't, reads them when he could. But
okay, the eighth wonder of the world. What are you talking about?
How about that? Got to open up. John Coltrane opens up as we always have a little prayer here. Dear Lord, we thank you for another day. Thank you for little things we so largely take for granted. Thank you for being our God. Thank you for blessings unseen, unmerited, unappreciated. We ask to continue that you bless us and give us our much. We want to love what we need. That's our family. That's our family. Our family here in Northeast Brazil. Our family in the United States. Our family all over the world. And more importantly, your will and your way. You may not be everybody's God, but you are God. We ask these blessings in your name, in Jesus. Amen. Doc Stanley, Sports in Depth on the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul, the channel, Sports in Depth on the show. John Coltrane in the background, as you know, was open. A half hour. Edition here as we're going live from Fortaleza, Brazil. Dusty, last night,
yeah.
Kimbo Slice, 10 seconds, first round, annihilation of James Wade.
Hey. I mean, he's made a tremendous comeback. What you want me to do?
I mean, hey, listen, honestly, I know, when you heard that,
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, Dusty.
Yeah, I can't hear what you say.
I said when you heard about that 10-second knockout, it had to remind you of Dynamite Doc Stanley. I'm correct.
I'm telling you, Dynamite Stanley, when he was a flyweight. But but that was one of the
the King card last night. A whole bunch of controversy in that featherweight card that was fought. And is going to have a rematch. Doc Stanley Sports and up on the Blake Radio Network Rainbow Souls, the
you
channel.
Mean the super,
Sports and
you mean the bantamweight
fight?
Well, you mean the bantamweight fight?
Yeah, the bantamweight.
Hello? I'm losing track with you. I'm losing it.
Listen, hey, there are many
I'm
of us who thought you've lost it a long time ago.
I'm losing, but the bantamweight championship fight with Agbeko and Mali, right? Is that what you're talking about?
See, yeah.
Oh, that referee, Russell Morris, should be disbanded for life. He should be thrown out. He should never referee again.
So are you telling me that these guys were worse than the guy? Well, this ref is worse than that situation with the Paul Williams and the Laura fight. Where had the
I mean, this was an assassination on officiating. I mean, there were 25 low blows, okay? I counted 25 low blows. And this guy never warned Mari about taking a point. In fact, you warn a fighter three times, and the fourth time he gets disqualified. Okay? So, man, are you going to tell me you're going to allow 25, believe you me, I counted them, 25 low blows, and the last one was so blatant, it hit him right on the cup. And when Abego went down, he called it a knockdown, and he counted eight over Abego. I mean, we almost had a Zab Judah, Floyd Mayweather riot. We almost had Andrew Galata, Riddick Bowe riot.
Riddick Bowe.
No blows.
Dusty, are you being a little too dramatic here about this whole thing?
No,
calm
I'm
down.
Not being dramatic because, let me tell you something, this is one of the better referees that I've seen before, Russell Moore, and he looked like an idiot last night. And then he defended. He said, from my viewpoint, and Jim Gray showed him the tape over and over again, as it were, from my viewpoint, it was a legitimate shot, and that's why I called it a knockdown, and I counted. Even seeing that. But the thing is that he kept harping on Agbego for pushing Abner Mari down and not admonishing Mari for low blows. Of course, there are times that a fighter pushes the guy down and he's going to throw a body shot and it goes into the groin. But for God's sake, he was on Agbeko's back the whole 12 rounds. And never once admonished Abner Mari for nothing, for any low blows.
Same with this box.
Hello? Doc, I'm losing you.
Hey, Radio Network, Rainbow Soldier Channel, Sports and Death of the Show, broadcasting live from northeast Brazil in the lovely city of Fortaleza, 250 miles away from the equator, which is amazing. Always 85 to 90 degrees, no humidity, muito vento, as they would say in Portuguese, a lot of wind, lots of cool. The most beautiful women in the world, some of the finest gentlemen you're going to meet, natural foods. Like I said, just 250 miles away, my good buddy Stevie. Also, I want you to know we got to mention about the website, www.docsports.com. As I'm collecting now, this is where I'm going to be in the future, going site. Got a lot of memorabilia for you. Dusty, the thing, too, was really funny last night was, you know, the Kimbo Spice fight. Okay, not the guy there, but the fight was from the Buffalo Casino in Oklahoma, Miami.
Oklahoma, Miami. Can you imagine that? I mean, I never heard of Oklahoma, Miami or something. I mean, I never heard of such a geographical mix-up.
Hey, as Don King would say, only in America we had that big cut.
Only
gotta
in
bring
America
this in
we
here.
Have an Oklahoma, Miami.
Now, Dusty, this is the land of football. Big football game here today. The CI, which is the team from Fortaleza, played Corinthians, renowned champions in some of the past years from San Paulo. Good 2-2 game. Got a call from a buddy, international promoter, Deja Costa Maestro Jr., big Corinthians fan. He left San Paulo, but he says he loves Corinthians kids. He loves his church there. Big game. He called when it was a 2-1 game when Corinthians was winning, but CI came back, tied the score up 2-2. This is the land of football. This is the place. I remember the book you gave me, Pelé, Simply the Best. This is where the greatest players, the most World Cups have been won by Brazil. The World Cup will be played here in 2014, and then the first Latin American country ever to get the Olympics will be played here in 2016. So when you say football, F-U-T-B-O-L, as opposed to F-O-O-B-A-L back in the States. But big thing here, you know, Jets and Giants trying to get back in effect. Revis, that was Revis' name. Captain, one of the captains on the Jets, and he said he was proud and honored. Got called into the office by Coach Ryan. He said it's like being called in the principal's office. But you know the big news here too is a couple of things. Flacido, who comes, you know, you would have thought I guess the Giants didn't have open arms. They've never been the same football team since he's left. The Giants. Well, we don't win a day. But anyway, the Jets took Plasko. But I also heard that a couple of things happened. The Jets, talking about Larry Hardesty, passed on Randy Moss. New England have offered Moss, I heard, a one-year deal. And I've said this all of last year. New England missed Randy Moss. They were never the same team. And this is amazing how some guys didn't want to play. But the Patriots, Dusty, were not the same team without Moss. And they're still not going to be the same team. You know, they got Jacinto, but he's not, because he's no Randy Moss, Dusty.
No, he's no Randy Moss. But I read a column this Wednesday where some of the beat writers were telling the Giants, hey, the Giants, reach out to Randy, unretire him, give him a one-year contract with the same monies like the Jets gave Plexico. You played around with Plexico, and you kept saying yes and no until the Jets said, okay, we take you, we got you, okay? And the unfortunate thing is that Plexico is injured, and he hasn't. In fact, he's not going to play in tomorrow's night's game, which is the first spring training. He's not going to play in tomorrow night's game, okay?
Let's give me a thing now. What's happening in the world of baseball? We got the Yankees and the Red Sox fighting out. Has Jose Reyes come back off the DL list, or he's still hurt?
No, Jose Reyes is still on the DL list. What's his name? The Yankees and Yankees are in second place. I mean, Boston slapped the crap out of them. CC Sabathia cannot even beat Boston. He's 0-4. And just the other day with the L.A. Angels, CC gave up 5 home runs back to back to back to back. So
Dusty.
Yeah. I'm listening, Doc. Go ahead.
Talk about your man like
that.
Yeah, Dusty, how could a manager let a guy, if it's not Sandy Koufax, if it's not Tom Seaver, if it's not Juan Mariano, how could you let a guy throw 5 back-to-back home runs, Dusty?
I don't have the slightest idea, but I'm telling you, it was like batting practice, man. I'm serious. This is the key.
Dusty, could we say that maybe it was possibly? No, here's a question. Doc Stanley Sports and Death on the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul of the channel, Sports and Death of the show, live from Porto Alegre, Brazil. We are. Just first of all, honor and praise to God to be able to bring you the broadcast. Of course, going to the top, Neil Blake, the man who has brought Rainbow Soul and Blake Radio into prominence, the first lady of radio, Lady D.D. DeShula. I want to thank them for all the they've done in the course of the past to enhance and put this organization where it is. Hello to Neil's dad, one of my big fans.
Hey, Doc,
are
you going to be there for the Miss Universe pageant?
I'm going to be there for when?
For the Miss Universe pageant. Did you hear me?
Yeah, I'm gonna be one of the judges, Dusty. Hey, now does that mean yes?
That
really
fucking
dead.
That was good.
My sidekick. Hey,
yeah, go ahead. We keep getting cut off. I don't know what's wrong.
Dusty, at this stage of the season, Doc Stanley Sports and Death on the Blake Radio Network live from Northeast Brazil. Big game today, Ceará and the Corinthians. Can Jose Reyes, let's say if Reyes doesn't come back, can he still be the MVP of this National League?
If he doesn't come back, they have some replacement, a guy named Tejada, and I don't know how good he is, you know, but the thing is that
if he doesn't come back, can he still be the MVP?
Wow, that's a very good question. I mean,
that's all I ask is good question. What do you mean? Wow, that's all I ask is good question.
Look, man, I'll hit you with a pineapple. Now, listen. If he doesn't come back, unfortunately, they're going to find some way not to give him the MVP. Okay,
wow.
This is what I'm saying, some excuse. Now, because they're already talking about the fact that Stevie. Here they were talking about a $140 million contract for 7 years for Jose Reyes, but now all of a sudden he went back on the disabled list. So how can he be worth that money? You know, so now they're cutting him down systematically. So what happens? Now they're going to turn around. Of course they're going to say, well, the guy is so injured, he didn't finish up the season, so how can he be an MVP candidate? You see, he's carried the Mets so far, but he didn't carry them to the end of the season. So they'll find
out. This is amazing. And they somehow had the audacity to utter him in the same breath with Mickey Mantle. And the only thing he has with Mantle is they wear number 7 and it's his ability to get injured. But Mickey did so much, you know, with injuries, and it's just amazing that they you know, equated him so much. And it's still in this city as the number one shortstop. And he's just proving it every day. You know, Reyes has this. I mean, it's not his fault, but last night at the M&A, I'm at the legendary Zippy Bar, and I'm watching some M&A night. Middleweight. I remember a couple of years ago, I was telling my good buddy Stevie here that I got a chance to meet him. And he was signing some autographed pictures, and when I went home, I looked on the picture, and it said, "Doc, you're next." But of course, he did it behind me. But, you know, at ringside, the light heavyweight champion of the world, one of the great middleweight champions of all time, Bernard the Executioner Hopkins, he was there. He's getting ready to fight Chad Dawson. Who do you like in that fight? And you know, just give it to me quickly as a short of a time. But no,
hands down, Doc, hands down, I give it to the Executioner, the Mongoose. I don't think Chad Dawson, can beat the Mongoose. I'm telling you.
Wasn't there some talk, Dusty, that Bernard was ducking Chad Dawson?
No, there was talk about Bernard saying he wants to go after Lucien Boutet, the French Canadian, but he never ducked. He said, in fact, the one who said he didn't want to waste time fighting was Joe Calzaghe. Joe Calzaghe was the one that said, "No, I'm not going to deal with Chad Dawson." But Hopkins never said anything about not fighting Chad Dawson. He said
there were some rumors, and I know that you would, in your position at top rank, you get a chance to. Real quick, hold on. I got my man Stevie coming up, Stevie. We need the inside tip. As we know, we're live from, well, Stevie, the next couple of minutes, the voice. Hey, this Dusty, here's an interesting story. And with the word, here's a young man. He's in school, early one school day, and him and his friends are playing in the yard, and a limousine pulls up. Out of the limousine comes out two blonde-haired guys, and one guy is trying to teach him how to throw a left-handed curveball, and the other guy is teaching him how to hit. They get into the limo and they leave. It is become cognizant to young Stevie and his friends years later that they had just been taught how to play the game. 19 seconds. Stevie, real quick. Say something, Uncle. We got to go.
It was Mighty Ford and Mickey Mantle taught us how to play stickball.
Are you kidding me? Oh, wow.
Saturday morning, when spring morning, it was hot. And Whitey Ford showed me how to throw the ball, make a curve, and Mickey hit. And he could hit. He could really hit.
Yeah, he had a knack.
I was 8. Maybe I was 9. But we didn't even tell anybody because we knew nobody would believe us. But years later, there was that movie on TV that made for HBO movie.
Billy Crystal.
And they had a habit of doing this.
Oh,
something.
Well, excuse me. Doc Stanley, Sports and Depth on the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Cylinder Channel, Sports and Depth for the show, live from Port Lazy, Brazil. Leave me with three thoughts. Live your life today, and then stand before God tomorrow. Life's still consistent. The most urgent question is, what are you doing for others? Service to others is what you pay for your space on Earth. Mr. Hardesty, come on in now.
This concludes another edition of Sports in Depth with Doc Stanley. We thank you for listening and encouraging you to tell a friend about Sports in Depth with Doc Stanley. You can hear that and many other great programs on the Blake Radio Network. Have a great day.
Dusty, gotta go.
Yeah, hello? Hello?
I'm 10-4.
Yeah, okay, take care. God bless.
No, we can stay in a couple of minutes we're going into the Sports in Depth. Doc Stanley, Sports Depth on the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soldier the Channel, Sports Depth in the show. We've been Sports Depth with the lights off, mic on. Stevie, as you know, was talking about what a tremendous. I met him last year.
And
he told me that story. And one of the things he said was he was glad to finally be able to tell somebody that story that believed this story.
You know
what I mean? But you know, I, Whitey Ford, interesting enough. I met Whitey on many occasions, and he got the nickname from Lefty Gomez because Gomez thought his blonde hair looked white, so that's how he got the name Whitey.
White
Mickey Mantle was named after Mickey Cochran only because his dad thought Cochran's first name was Mickey, you know what I mean? And that's what he named Mantle, Mickey Cochran. For those of you listening, it's live from Northeast Brazil, as Phoebe has enlightened me to. 250 miles away from the equator. Those of you, don't forget www.docstanleysports, my site. Look up. I've got a lot of memorabilia we're putting up there. A lot of stories to go with that. We'll be doing some more with that. We'll be back next week, same time, same place, in the city of Fortaleza, in the state of Ceará, in the country of Brazil. The place where the most beautiful women in the world exist, some of the finest gentlemen you're ever going to meet, some of the most natural foods, and the land of the 214 World Cup and the 216 Olympics, and the team that's won the most World Cups in the history of football. And the player, simply called the greatest of all time, Pelé. Doc Stanley, Sports in Depth on the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soldiers the Channel, Sports in Depth of the show. Mommy, I love you. Dusty, talk to you later. Trust
the God. Take your word. God bless. Be careful, man. Okay.
Take care, Dusty. Oh, we'll hang up automatically. Twenty-three minutes.